is Anke. Play a kind of a bird and another animal.
I am Larissa and I also do a bird and some insects.
Heiko, and in the play I'm doing some kind of a barbarian.
I'm Sarah and I play a baby cuckoo, that's a Dutch bird, an abandoned bird from his nest.
Hi, my name is Leon, I play a cuckoo.
My name is Niels and I play also a bird, do falling out of a tree and then do some acrobatics.
My name is Jet and I play a very old bird who dies.
My name is Susan and I do something like the production.
I'm Ari and I'm the director of the group and the play starts at 7:30 Saturday. And it's Théâtre de Mouvement, moving theater. And there is a kind of story. It's based on two painters and a composer. One of the painters is the Dutch painter Piet Mondrian. And the other one is a French guy called Marcel Duchamp. And the composer is Marcel Cardou. And he's a composer from the United States who lives in Greece. And he works with bells and soundscapes. And what we are doing is we combine those three artists, two from the past and one from this time. Duchamp is getting away from the art that everybody thinks art is. He fools the audience sometimes, and Cardou is bringing back the landscape into art. The story is very basic, but what's very important for me as a director are the artists. I think the way they move and the way they create and the way they act, I think they are all very special and very warm-hearted people, always their own speciality. One break dances and the other one is a mime player, the other one is a classical acrobat and a singer. So they all have their own speciality of theater, and that's what we combine. So it's not one style. There are many styles we combine to one performance, but the most important are the human beings, the way they act. I think chapeau en français for them. The story is like box, but when you look in it, you see the actors. And I think that is one of the main reasons for me to work there, and maybe for the audience to come and see how they do their job. I think that's fantastic. We're not playing in theater, we play it on location. So the surrounding, the landscape is also part of the play. So everywhere we play, the surrounding is very important. We practice there for a while and it tells a story, and that story we involve in our play. And also what we like to do is, if we play in a different country, we invite children from that country to come and act in our play. So to make a combination of two cultures and bring it back to one spirit or something like that.
And are you creating the story where you are, or it's already...
Well, the basis we did in the Netherlands. Here we go on continuing the story because the surface is different. We bring in live animals. We were looking for elephants, but that was impossible here. So we found some horses, and we're going to work with horses, real horses, so not play horses.
So on Saturday there will be horses on stage?
There will be horses on stage, yes.
Cool.
Yeah, and I hope so, because tomorrow we start working with the horses, and I hope we will become very good friends with them.
Basically, the play starts with all sort of animals, like bugs, who are evolving through time. So you see small bugs evolving like bigger bugs. And you see a little bit of evolution, that's where it starts. The greatest Homo sapien, the first Homo sapien, comes in the evolution. And he starts off the play, yeah, with very main priorities. You know, he needs to eat, so he go and search for food because he needs to live. And that's basically how it starts.
We transfer into birds, so the Homo sapien.
Yeah,
Homo sapien. It wants to eat, so he kills a bird and it's falling from the tree, and then many birds are coming out of the trees, and then they have birds behaviors like they fly and they sing and they make love and they build their home, their nest.
Basically, their behavior is a lot like human behavior. So it's not that we actually are birds, but we are an image, a reflection of the bird that we try to perform on stage.
I just have a last question about where you are now in Auroville. I would like to know if you knew this place before, if you came for Auroville, or what is your impression about Auroville?
Actually, I wanted to go here with no information on before, just to get a real experience from how it actually is, and not with too much knowledge in the beginning. Actually, it turned out pretty great. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of people, and the people here are really warm-hearted, and every connection you make with people here seems to lead to another interaction, or so that's I think that's a great thing about this place, and I think we're learning a great deal about that.
I really find very special about this place is the way the children are, because we went to schools because we're going to give workshops there and perform there for the children, and just the contact we had with the children the first time we came on the schools, it was so open, and we were welcome, and the kids were like, oh, it doesn't matter what you're going to do here, we find it great anyway. So that was another, it's different than the children from Holland, so I think that was my most special experience till now.
Okay, thank you everyone.